听力课堂，听 class.com。
Welcome to Studio Classroom, everyone. Thanks for joining us. My name is Steve. The opening ceremonies for the 2010 Winter Paralympics in Vancouver, Canada, took place yesterday. These games are an opportunity for athletes with physical disabilities to show their remarkable skill. Even though an athlete may have an amputated limb or may be blind, doesn't mean he or she doesn't have the determination to win, a passion to compete, and a will to train hard. Let's open our magazines now to the top of page 31 and start reading about the sports.
The 2010 Winter Paralympics. The sports. The 10th Winter Paralympics last from March 12th to 21st. During these 10 days, athletes will compete in 5 sports. Each sport has been adapted to fit the athlete's needs. For example, in the skiing events, a sit ski was developed for athletes unable to stand. Athletes sit on a seat on one ski and use short poles to move and balance.
Hi, friends. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. Thanks for joining us today. We are still talking about the 10th annual Winter Paralympics in Vancouver, British Columbia. Now, yesterday we learned that in contrast to regular Olympic athletes, Paralympic athletes are different in that they have a disability, but they still train intensely. They are still athletes. And to support them, the whole city of Vancouver has been preparing for them to come. They arrived in Vancouver yesterday. Today, we are going to be learning specifically about the sports that they will be competing in.
Okay, so our article starts off today by saying the 10th Winter Paralympics last from March 12th to the 21st. Now, during these 10 days, athletes will compete in 5 sports.
Now, each sport has been adapted to fit the athlete's needs. Now, if something has been adapted, that means that it has been changed to fit something in a different way. It's been changed to fit different conditions or different uses. So as we know, because these athletes have disabilities, they cannot play sports in the same way that people who do not have disabilities play sports. And for that reason, these sports have had to be changed a little bit so that these athletes can compete in them.
Right. It sounds like the equipment and different maybe rules or principles of the game have been changed or adapted to fit these particular Olympic athletes.
Well, right now, let's learn some more information about the Paralympics.
How do disabled people compete in the Paralympics? In the biathlon, for example, visually impaired athletes shoot at their targets by listening to sounds that direct them towards the bullseye. In the ice sledge hockey event, athletes sit on sledges with 2 sticks. One end of the sticks is used to move over the ice. The other end is used to pass and shoot the puck.
Okay, very interesting. So these sports have been adapted to fit the Paralympic athletes. For example, in the skiing events, a sit ski was developed for athletes who are unable to stand. Now, I would imagine a sit-ski would certainly help someone who is not able to use their legs, not able to stand, probably not able to walk, and obviously not able to use regular skis.
And that's exactly what that word unable means. It means not able to do something. So they are unable to stand, so instead the athletes sit on a seat on one ski and use short poles to move and to balance. So we are used to seeing skiers stand up on two legs and go down hills on their skis very, very fast. This would look quite a bit different because the athletes will be sitting in a chair with poles. And I actually think we have a picture of this for you in your magazine. You can see a picture of a person using this device.
Yes, on page 30, you can possibly see the drawing there of the person or the skier sitting in a sit ski. And you can see in the drawing that his poles are pretty unique. They're poles which have some kind of sled or something smooth on the bottoms of those poles. And they use those special poles to move and balance. Now, Chelsea, if you're balancing, what are you doing?
Well, you are trying to make it so that you are steady, so that you don't fall over. It's so you are in a position where you're able to stand without falling, or you put something in a position where it's able to stay steady and not fall over. As we know, skiers need to have good balance because they don't want to fall as they're going down the hill. The same is true for athletes at the Winter Paralympics. Those athletes also need to have good balance, even on their sit chair, their sit ski, so they don't fall over. They need to get to the bottom of the hill so that they can hopefully do well in the competition.
And there are many other sports that require you to have good balance and for you to balance yourself very well. Dancing requires a lot of balance. Ice skating requires a lot of balance. And actually, perhaps all sports require some amount of balance. Even walking and running require you to balance yourself.
They definitely do. You know, the one that I think of the most often is in gymnastics. There's an actual event called the balance beam. And that's that kind of long, skinny piece of wood where gymnasts walk across it and they do many impressive moves, and it's all due to their good balance. So the same is true for these skiers. They need to have good balance, so they use this chair and these poles to help them have that. And in the end, they end up doing very well. I'm sure I would be very impressed watching them, as I'm so used to seeing traditional skiing. I would like to see this different form of skiing. Well, right now we are going to take a break, but before we do, enjoy this skit.
Here we are at the 10th Winter Paralympics.
Yes, and it's very different from the Winter Olympics.
Yes, it is. There are 5 sports that the athletes compete in.
But each sport has been adapted for these athletes.
There is the sit ski that...
Oh, yes, it's where athletes that are unable to stand, they have a seat on their ski, and they use these poles to move around and to balance.
Yes, thank you. Now, there is also regular skiing.
Oh, right, right. That's for those with limited eyesight. Another skier guides them along.
Okay, thank you. Now, there is also wheelchair curling.
Oh, yes. Athletes use their hands and the poles for that.
That's right. Now, will you please let me finish?
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. Tell them about the most inspiring element.
The most inspiring?
Yes, it's without a doubt the athletes themselves. They all have stories.
Yes, they do. Thank you very much. Now,
they all have overcome physical challenges.
Yes, they have.
And they will excel in their sports. Yes, they will.
Yes. Yes, they do. So,
thank you everyone for joining us this week at the 10th Winter Paralympics.
Hey, this is my show.
Oh yeah, sorry. Take your microphone.
Okay.
Goodbye everyone!
Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break. We're talking about the Paralympics, where athletes with physical disabilities are right now competing for the gold. The Paralympic events are a little different from the regular Olympics. Well, they'd have to be, considering the limitations of the athletes. But don't let that fool you into thinking these people don't love to compete. Can people with no legs still ski? No problem. How about people who are blind? No problem. Let's return to line 7 now and learn more about how these amazing athletes do it.
The 2010 Winter Paralympics. Skiers with limited eyesight use regular ski equipment but have another skier who guides them. Wheelchair curling was introduced as a Paralympic sport in the 2006 Winter Paralympics. Athletes use their hands and poles, called delivery sticks, to position the 19.1 kilogram stones. The athletes. The most inspiring element of the Paralympic Games is, without a doubt, the athletes themselves. They all have stories about overcoming physical challenges to excel in their sports. This coming week, extraordinary skills are sure to be displayed in Vancouver.
Welcome back. Just before the break, we were talking about Paralympic athletes who have a physical disability. They are not able to stand. So when it comes to the skiing events, they use a special sit ski in order to help them down the hill. All right, now we are going to be talking about skiers with limited eyesight. This is also a disability. If you have limited eyesight, that might mean that you are completely blind, you can't see, or that maybe your eyesight is just bad enough that you can't do many things in life that people with good eyesight can do. So because they have limited eyesight, they have to use regular ski equipment but have another skier who guides them. Let's talk about that word equipment before we talk about the skier who guides them.
Okay, yeah. Equipment is things or tools that are used to do something. So, for example, I like to camp. And whenever I go camping, I need to take my camping equipment with me. That camping equipment consists of a tent, some boots, a backpack, and probably something to sleep in, like a sleeping bag.
So, whereas the last Paralympic athletes that we were talking about, they use special equipment to go skiing down the hill, these athletes with limited eyesight use regular skiing equipment. That means they have two skis and two poles and they stand on their two legs, but they have somebody in front of them who guides them. So they have some help. Since they can't see where they are going, somebody in front of them kind of leads them and helps them down the hill.
And that is really an interesting relationship there between the Olympic athlete and his or her guide. That would be a very unique way of doing this event. And I think there would have to be a lot of trust there between the skier and his or her guide.
I agree. It would take a lot of trust. And, you know, this, again, is a sport that I would really enjoy seeing because it's so different than what I'm used to seeing when it comes to being on skis. Well, that's not the only sport. Skiing is just one of the five. There's also wheelchair curling at the Paralympics. Now, a wheelchair is it's a chair with wheels, as you probably could guess, that is made for people who are unable to walk. So if you have a disability and that disability causes you to not be able to walk, you might own a wheelchair that you sit in and you push the wheels and it helps you get around to places. So we're talking here about wheelchair curling as
okay.
a sport.
Right, and curling is a sport that you see in the Winter Olympics. It takes place, or it happens, on ice, and the goal of a curling competition is for the team to push large, heavy stones on the ice toward a certain goal. And they use sticks to push those heavy stones toward the goal. And actually, you might be able to see the picture of some of the one wheelchair curler there in your magazine on page 31.
And this wheelchair curling is fairly new to the Paralympics. It was not introduced until the 2006 Winter Paralympics, so just a few years back. Now, athletes use their hands and poles called delivery sticks to position the 19.1 kilogram stones. So you can imagine maybe the effort that it takes to get these heavy stones to slide across the ice to get to the place where they want it to land. And they're doing it all from a wheelchair.
Okay, now let's talk about the athletes. We've talked a little bit about Canada's preparations, and we've talked about the sports and how they've been adapted to fit these athletes. So let's talk about the athletes. Our article says that the most inspiring element of the Paralympic Games is, without a doubt, the athletes themselves. Now let's, before we talk about the words in that sentence, let's go to Liz in Grammar on the Go.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Grammar on the Go. My name is Liz, and I'm back in Vancouver for the Paralympic Games. It is really exciting to be able to watch these athletes compete. But first, let's have a look at today's grammar tip sentence. The most inspiring element of the Paralympic Games is, without a doubt, the athletes themselves. Notice the phrase, without a doubt. It's an idiom that means certainly. So today's sentence just means the most inspiring element of the Paralympic Games is certainly the athletes themselves. This idiom, without a doubt, can appear in several other forms. For example, you can drop the A and just say without doubt, as in, without doubt, this is the best cake I've ever tasted. Or you can say no doubt, as in, the director's most recent movie is, no doubt, his strangest one. You can also say beyond doubt or beyond a doubt, as in, his idea is, beyond doubt, the craziest one. You might have heard it said this way, too, beyond a shadow of doubt. For example, beyond a shadow of doubt, Lisa is committed to her family. So, whenever you want to talk about something that is certain or very obvious, give one of these idioms a try. And if you'd like to see some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's all the time we have for today. I'll see you again next time. Until then, this is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Vancouver. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. So, without a doubt, the athletes are definitely the most inspiring part about the Paralympics. Now, if something is inspiring, that means it's encouraging, or it makes you feel like you want to do something. So, for example, if the athletes are inspiring, they might inspire you to try harder at the things that you do, because they have overcome difficulties to be good at the things that they do. So, these athletes are very inspiring, Chip.
Right, and our article says that they've all overcome physical challenges to excel or to be excellent in their sports. So this coming week, extraordinary skills are sure to be displayed in Vancouver. We hope you have a chance to watch this year's Winter Paralympics. That's all we have for today, but before we go, let's visit the chat room.
Okay, Mom, I'll see you at 6:30. Bye. Oh, I'm so excited, Ken. My parents are coming over to my place tonight to try my cooking.
They're coming over? Wow, that's great. Speaking of coming over, how does a person come over physical challenges? I just read that in Studio Classroom.
Come over physical challenges? You must mean overcome physical challenges.
Overcome? Is that what it is? Let me take a look. Oh, yeah, overcome. The athletes all have stories about overcoming physical challenges to excel in their sports. So to overcome is different from come over?
Very different. To overcome is simply to defeat or conquer. We usually overcome some kind of difficulty or obstacle, like fear or shyness.
So I should overcome my fear of English?
Yes, you should overcome your fear of English.
What's the past tense of overcome?
Just like the past tense of come, overcame. Now there's another meaning of overcome we should be aware of, and that is to affect deeply with emotion. For example, at the end of the movie, the audience was overcome with sadness.
So the audience was overwhelmed with sadness.
Yes, or the audience was deeply touched or choked up. To be choked up means to be moved to tears.
I see. Well, I'm overcome with gratitude for your help.
No problem. That's why they call me the friendly librarian.
Thanks, Ashley. 注意这个字是 overcome 而不是 come over. Overcome 一个字表示打败、征服、克服。若是用被动语态 to be overcome 可以表示心理上被压倒、淹没。看完一场赚人热泪的电影后，你也许会被 overcome with sadness 或讲的口语点 get choked up. Get choked up 字面上是喉咙哽咽，意思就是感动到落泪。好，一起来看今天的 language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 adapt 这个动词。 Adapt 是指修改或改变。例如, the cabinets of the house were adapted in order to accommodate the height of the owner. 房子的柜子做了修改以适应屋主的身高。或者是, the chef adapted his menu to fit the appetite of his customers. 主厨改变了菜单来配合他的顾客的口味。Adapt也指适应,例如, We slowly adapted to the cold weather here. 我们慢慢地适应了这里寒冷的气候。继续我们看的是 balance 这个动词。 Balance 是指使平衡。例如, the acrobat balanced her body on a thin iron rope. 这个特技表演者在这根很细的钢索上平衡自己的身体。或者是, you need to balance your work and personal life. 你必须在工作以及个人的生活中取得平衡。 Balance 也可以当名词，例如 The gymnast tried to keep her balance but fell off the beam. 这位体操选手试着保持平衡，但是还是从平衡木上掉了下来。最后我们看的是 excel 这个动词，ex 这个字首在这里是指超出，所以 excel 是指胜过他人或者是超越。例如 The winners who excelled in the competition received national attention. 这个竞赛的胜出者受到了全国人民的瞩目。 或者是 the new software excelled beyond the competition when it came to functions. 这新的软体如果就功能而言大大的胜出了其他的软体. And you can excel too if you listen to us every day. I'll see you soon. Bye bye.
The 2010 Winter Paralympics. The sports. The 10th Winter Paralympics last from March 12th to 21st. During these 10 days, athletes will compete in 5 sports. Each sport has been adapted to fit the athlete's needs. For example, in the skiing events, a sit ski was developed for athletes unable to stand. Athletes sit on a seat on one ski and use short poles to move and balance. Skiers with limited eyesight use regular ski equipment but have another skier who guides them. Wheelchair curling was introduced as a Paralympic sport in the 2006 Winter Paralympics. Athletes use their hands and poles, called delivery sticks, to position the 19.1 kilogram stones. The athletes. The most inspiring element of the Paralympic Games is, without a doubt, the athletes themselves. They all have stories about overcoming physical challenges to excel in their sports. This coming week, extraordinary skills are sure to be displayed in Vancouver.
The 2010 Paralympic Winter Games slogan is Man Becomes Mountain. And the logo and the emblem is supposed to represent the harmony among the athlete, sport, and environment. You can see a picture of that emblem at the top of page 31 in your magazines. Now, with any event this size, you would expect a website to help people know what's happening. We have that address for you as well at the bottom of page 30. Check it out when you have a minute. Friends, next week we'll begin a unique lesson on what is called transhumanism. Until then, have a great weekend.